You're listening to New England Public Media News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist NEPM's Week in Review. Joining us today on the line, Natalia Munoz, host of Vaya con Munoz on WHMP, and Mike Dobbs, managing editor of the Reminder Newspapers. Natalia, Mike, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
This will be our final edition of the shortlist for 2020. As is our tradition, we're going to spend today looking back at this year and ahead to 2021. Of course, the COVID-19 pandemic dominated headlines around the globe. In Western Massachusetts, one of the biggest stories coming from the coronavirus was the deadly outbreak at the state-run Holyoke Soldiers Home. At least 76 veterans died testing positive for the virus, leading to investigations and criminal charges against administrators over how they handled the situation. As the details emerged, there was also outrage, including from then-state representative, now-state senator John Velas of Westfield.
This is something that I take personal, and I want to know what the hell happened to them up there.
Natalia, looking back, has the state done enough to improve the situation as best they can at the Holyoke Soldiers Home?
They're working on it. They've learned off the deaths of many people how to make it better. But that's not enough. They use two fall guys, the chief medical director and the former superintendent of the soldiers home as the fall guys for this tragic, catastrophic management of COVID-19. There are other people who need to be held accountable, and it goes right up to the governor's office as well. And that's part of the picture to make things better.
Mike, as far as COVID-19 goes, looking forward, what do you foresee for our region as we head into 2021 with a vaccine?
Well, I'm hoping that we can rebound economically. I'm hoping that, for instance, so much of our local economy is in the collegiate sector, is in the education sector. I'm hoping that once people are vaccinated, we can get back to normal in terms of that whole economic sector. Also, I'm hoping that our tourism sector, which is very, very big and important for the Pioneer Valley and Western New England, is also going to be able to rebound. Neither of these will be able to rebound unless we've got a widespread use of the vaccines that have been introduced now.
While the pandemic was going on this spring and summer, there were also dozens of protests across the area sparked by the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. One protest in June took place outside a Springfield bar where four black men were beaten by off-duty police officers in 2015. The fight led to the officers involved being charged, as well as those who allegedly tried to cover it up. Springfield City Council President Justin Hurst addressed the protest outside of the bar. Nathan Bills.
What happened to Mr. Floyd on the streets of Minneapolis came dangerously close to happening right here in this parking lot.
Mike, these protests for racial justice and policing reform, what have they meant for Western Massachusetts?
I think it's a wake-up call. I think that anyone who doesn't feel that systemic racism isn't part of our experience in Western Massachusetts is wrong. I think that clearly we have a tremendous amount of work to do in terms of leveling a playing field that historically has not been level. So I really do think that anyone who feels that somehow because we're not the South or we're not the Midwest or someplace like that, that everything is fine when it comes to systemic racism, they're wrong and we need to work on it.
Natalia, will this outrage, these strong sentiments, will they leave a lasting impact in our region?
I hope so, because while I agree with Mike completely and that this is a wake-up call, it's how many wake-up calls does this country need? It's as if the alarm clock goes off and people put it on snooze over and over again. How many people have to be injured and die before police chiefs across the country, including in Springfield, take seriously that this is a crisis that has to be addressed immediately.
As we continue to look back on 2020, there were a lot of other stories out there that didn't get quite as much attention because of COVID-19. Natalia, what's one story for you from our region that was overshadowed or lost in the pandemic?
This is going to be criticizing ourselves, is that we in the media in the last 4 years gave so much airtime and print and online space to Trump's tweets and to the silence of our regional Republicans. We did not call our Republicans from our region to task. This is the head of your party saying these things on tweet. What do you have to say about them? We did not pay enough attention to how the policies from this administration affected us in our region or even across the country.
Mike, what do you think one story that was just overshadowed this year was?
We had basically two stories, the election and COVID. And so many other municipal things were being put aside. I think the most confusing story, heaven only knows my staff wrote about this enough. The most confusing story was the school story. You know, we had such confusing, sometimes contradictory advice from the Baker administration about how schools should conduct themselves. We had one school district doing one thing and the neighboring school district doing another thing. And it was a very hard story to report. It was because things changed so quickly, and it's still the same way. And I think that that might be certainly the most confusing story that locally had to deal with.
And finally, let's look ahead to 2021, like a lot of us are doing right now. Mike, what's an important issue, whether it has to do with the pandemic or not, to look out for in 2021?
I think that the most important issue that we have to face is going to be the Biden administration coming in, making supposedly some changes, how people react to them, and whether or not we can actually come together as a country. And on one hand, I'm an optimist. I'd like to think that people will see some sense in reaching consensus and bipartisanship. But on the other hand, the divisiveness that the Trump administration created is I hope that it can be surmounted, but sometimes it looks like it can't.
Natalia, what about you as we look ahead to 2021?
I agree with Mike. Maybe that should be the bumper sticker on my car. Yes, it is a divisiveness in this country. I don't know that we can come together, because this is where we are apart is not on political ideology. It's on moral values. And that is something, that's a bridge that's very hard to cross when some people are okay with systemic racism and other people are working towards eliminating it.
All right, Natalia Munoz, host of Vaya Con Munoz on WHMP, and Mike Dobbs with the reminder. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the shortlist NEPM's Week in Review. You can catch us at any time, wherever you get your podcasts, or at nepm.org/podcast hub. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Media.